Okay, so this is the beginning of the year 2016, and the year 2016 marks the year that Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON in July 1966, plus 50 makes 2016. So all over the world in ISKCON, we're participating collectively in celebrating the 50th year of ISKCON. And I'm sure some of you know already, but some of you may not, that celebration began in October of 2015. It marked the departure of Srila Prabhupada from Calcutta in a cargo steamship, very famous boat by now, Jaladuta. And then, so there was a 3 or 4 day festival, huge celebration in Calcutta. And then festivals in the two ports where Srila Prabhupada stopped in South India, Cochin and Cape Comorin or something like that. And then Prabhupada's arrival in America at the Boston Harbor, so in September 2015, commemorating his arrival 50 years before then. Wonderful festival. And now internationally, nationally, and locally, there will be celebrations all over ISKCON for ISKCON 50. So I'm just giving you a preview of some of the planning that's taken place on the North American level, U.S. and Canada, areas of focus for ISKCON 50 in North America. And as you look at this, maybe you can be thinking, hopefully you will be thinking, what can I do in one of these areas? I'm inspired in this area or that area or several areas. Tomorrow morning I'm going to Houston and we're attending our annual North American GBC and Temple Presidents meeting, and one of the major topics is this, where Temple Presidents will be sharing what their ideas are, etc., etc. So I'm doing this just on a local level here for all of you. But, you know, the picture is big. There's an international coordinator and they've made banners and this and that, and, you know, tools for people that wish to go to the media and promote the awareness of ISKCON in their local media. You know, the media people know about these things. I don't. That as far as media is concerned, if you tell them that ISKCON is celebrating their 50th, it's newsworthy. They'll send a reporter and they'll do story, and then depending upon what the local plan is, they'll send somebody for that local event, whatever it is. It's in the media world, it's dramatic. And globally, it's going to be a great opportunity for people who don't know ISKCON, or they may have seen us and then they ask, you know, where have you guys been? But I was just arriving in Chicago. I came from Washington, D.C. And there was a young man at the baggage claim. And, you know, he walked up and said, you know, you look like you're with a religious organization. Duh. So what organization is that? The Hare Krishna movement. He said, oh, have you ever heard of it? No. Have you heard of ISKCON? No. Well, you're going to be hearing about it, because in all over the world, here in Chicago included, he's from Peoria, Illinois. We're going to be letting people know what ISKCON is. There's something really wonderful to celebrate. Here's the address of our center in Chicago. If you come to Chicago, please come and visit. So there'll be lots and lots of that kind of opportunity if we extend ourselves a little bit. So this is just a little preview. ISKCON 50. A 50th anniversary represents a significant milestone in the life of an organization. And it provides an excellent occasion for a group to create momentum as well as plan for the future, both. So make plans, that the theme has been, make a plan and execute your plan on what has ISKCON given to the world. Of course, you can't leave Prabhupada out, but we want people to be thinking of ISKCON, and naturally, of course, then also Srila Prabhupada. So there's, our society is given an opportunity to expand and make other people aware, and we came up with, we spent substantial time narrowing down to six principal ways where, at least in North America, we felt it would be nice to focus on. So here's the petals, and there's a bucket one, so that's why there's a seventh one. So here they are. The internet, and then there's a group of devotees. Some of you may know Chandrasekhar Swami. For some reason or another, has interest in the internet. He sees the value of exposure of ISKCON, and although it's a North American effort, the internet is global, so he's thinking global. And he and Satya Sara, who's a former Microsoft worker, now lives in Austin, Texas, he's going to be, together they're presenting something. They've had a group that have been working together, but largely it's been Chandrasekhar Swami and other people who have been consulting and advising and offering some assistance, but mainly he's done, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of work. There's a website, and similarly, at this North American meeting, Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, some of you may know who he is, he's also going to have an hour and a half of presenting something not specific to ISKCON 50, but how those that understand how frequently people consult the internet for different things, how to use the internet as a tool for making websites better for our centers, and so many different ways. And he's identified a North American coordinator and a team of people. He has like 50 people that are interested in this. He came here to Chicago during that first weekend of May when we have Western Outreach presentation, and he Hare Krishna. And he found a lot of interest, and so he's going to be presenting something on this. How we can have a cyber community, or have people even that are in our area keep in touch with us. We can keep in touch with them and encourage them to come to festivals and do services or whatever it is that they're interested in, and we're offering as services unto them. The internet. If you're interested, Nityananda Pran, I mean, who should I direct people to? You or Radharaman or Kishore Kishori or, you know, who? Radharaman is the nice devotee who introduced me as a speaker. Radharaman, Nityananda Pran. If you're interested in any one of these things, just notify Nityananda Pran. He'll provide whatever he can provide you with to help you do some service. Contacting and connecting the public. So this was an idea of scalable systems to help making initial contact with people, and then step by step from that first contact, step by step to lead them to Krishna. And there are systems for that, and persons interested in that, this is a petal. Again, at the May, up, I'm pointing upstairs to our assembly room, the hall upstairs, during that May presentation, that was one of those presentations, a devotee from Hungary, from the new Braja Dham community in Hungary, farm, rural, sustainable agricultural community. They, although they're in the country, they're not so far from Budapest, and they have established a very wonderful and effective system through books distribution of keeping in touch with people that express some particular interest. And aside from like community of people that are now interested in what they're doing, they have now an average of 6 new full-time devotees per year just from that effort. What to speak of the concentric circles out of persons that are now interested that didn't know anything before they received a book, etc. There's other models. So that's the second one, contacting and connecting the public. Festivals, hopefully, or intentionally, I should say, intentionally festivals will be created that are specific to ISKCON 50. I'm expecting any day now that Nityananda Pran will give me the plan for Chicago, and that Premananda will give me the plan for Naperville. But I can tell you that in New York, we've been really working out. There's a whole year's worth of stuff. And Ramabhadra wants to create a festival that surpasses any festivals, series of festivals anyone has done up to now in ISKCON. It's pretty awesome. Invited the Bhaktivedanta players to come. He's invited Bibi Govinda Maharaj to come. He's invited Agni Dev to come. He's invited Sura and his kirtan party to come. He's invited Maduha to come with festivals practically every day, and then something in the temple in the evening and lots of prasadam. And, you know, Tompkins Square Park festival. It's so many, you know, lots of thought has gone in. And then other festivals and festivals and festivals related to ISKCON 50. So festivals that are ISKCON 50 centric, aimed at informing people what is ISKCON, what has ISKCON done, what is the good work that ISKCON has done for people in Chicago. Then a fourth petal is to anniversaryize everything. So whatever that is that we do, there's logos and, you know, promotion and so many things that just say ISKCON 50, whatever it is. ISKCON, what's that? Then we tell them, like this fellow that I met from Peoria just a few days back. Let people know what is ISKCON, what is, and then in detail, if we have some literature, they're producing generic literature. Anutama, some of you know Anutama, he's our global communications director. They're planning. They have a mock-up already, it's not finalized, but an ISKCON 50 magazine. It's kind of a takeoff from what Ramaswar did years ago in that magazine, Who Are They? So it's like that. It's for modern people, it's not for, you know, the devotee community, like, you know, the Back to Godhead magazine is. It's new people that don't know what ISKCON is, so it's an ISKCON 50 introductory magazine. What has ISKCON done over the 50 years, and what's our plans going into the future, as an example. So that should be available for whatever it is that we do for outreach for 2016. Membership. It's kind of got stalled in the road. In our audience here is Braja, and her father Shesha Prabhu has been working for years trying to fulfill one of the instructions that Prabhupada gave of creating a constitution for ISKCON. Because Prabhupada said it in the 70s, he wanted a constitution, and we still don't have one. Maybe you don't know that we don't have one, but we don't have one. And he's been trying, along with a good, solid team, but the thing got stuck on the topic of membership. Like, who is this a constitution for? Who is a member of ISKCON? And it didn't go anywhere, and didn't go anywhere, and didn't go anywhere. He just kind of threw his hands up in the air and said, can somebody make it go somewhere? So finally, it took a while, but there's now a statement, very simple and like a broad statement rather than a narrow statement, that says something of what the commitment of, I am a member of ISKCON. And then there was an idea that didn't happen yet, which was that in this ISKCON 50 year, in all of our centers, there would be a promotion for encouraging whoever may come to our center, would you like to identify yourself as a member? And note, it's not like I give money and therefore I'm a member. It's nothing like that. It's just I endorse the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and something like that. So, at this meeting in Houston that a number of us are going to, there'll be a rollout of Praharana from Canada. She's going to be speaking about this and how there's a plan globally and how our centers in North America, at least our centers in North America, whatever they do globally, can, if there's an agreement, then we can move forward this year and identify who's our members. Like, I don't know if you've ever been asked, I've been asked, how many members are there in the Hare Krishna movement? How do you answer that question? Gee, I don't know. That's an honest answer. And I don't know anybody that does know. I've asked our communications minister, how many members? When you're asked that by the media, how many members, what answer you to give them? You'll laugh when you hear his answer. I did. He said, I say 1 million. And I get the 1 million because that's how many people go to the Juhu Temple on Janmashtami. So I figure if 1 million people go to the Juhu Temple on Janmashtami, it's a reasonable number to say we have 1 million members. Pretty interesting rationale. So it would be nice to know who our members are. Nice for our members to identify themselves as, I want to be identified as a member. Anyway, as a global initiative, at least a North American initiative, is some effort to identify and then have a channel of communication for our members or with our members, in addition to whatever their temples are doing, just like, you know, little bits of information that go out to our members that wish to be encouraged as members. Then, because at least globally this interest done properly of promoting ISKCON 50 globally, there's going to be a lot of people that are coming to our door to just find out, hey, what are you guys? Media people? And again, when the media people come, then they'll put something in the media, and then the people hear the media, read the media, or see it, and then they'll come to, you know, more than what's happening now, there's going to be an influx of new people. So we need to prepare for guest reception and something novel like having the phone answered and other kinds of things for people wish to gain information about, hey, what are you guys about? I saw one of your magazines or one of your things about your 50th anniversary. Can you tell me some more? And it may be just curiosity seeker people. Krishna says four types of people render devotional service unto me, and some people just want you to answer the phone and answer their question. Tell me a little bit about your organization or whatever they have on their mind. Do you teach yoga? I saw your kirtan party out the other day, or I saw your festival, and and can I learn something more about this? It can start a whole wave of whether people become like strong sadhakas and adherents to our tenets or not. It's not so much the issue, it's just an awareness. And it'll be spiritually beneficial for those people who make that connection. So, getting ready for the influx. And then this other is our miscellaneous item. So anybody that has some idea locally or here or anywhere, it's more than welcome. Not, you can't do anything unless it falls into those six items or six categories. So I'm halfway done. Now the other half is something that, again, each one of you can think about. We all should be thinking about that those that are followers of our founder Acharya, he had he didn't have a crying child in his arms. He had an intention of creating an international society when he, in 1966, formed ISKCON. And according to the laws of the state of New York, because that incorporation was in New York City, and the corporations are filed according to state law, it requires establishing the statement of purpose. And then the government can determine what kind of organization you are, and then you can fit you into this or that or the other category. So Prabhupada created these statements of purpose with the certificate of incorporation for ISKCON. And there's seven, although they're listed A through G. We're going to just go through them very quickly. The first one is to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, and to educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. So again, as you're hearing these, please think, this is something that I can relate to. If there's others that are doing, I can't do this one alone, but if I have an idea, or if there's others that have some nice idea, I'd like to hear what those nice ideas, and I have a little discretionary time, I'd like to help. You know, devotional service. Give some assistance to this ISKCON 50 effort. That's why I'm doing this specifically. Not just information, but opportunities for service. Please consider. So, some of the images that are going to be shown are just opportunities. This is a book from the Congregation Development Ministry that they've published to help all over the world persons develop sanghas or gatherings of devotees through the ISKCON congregation. Maybe some of you were here earlier during that initiation. There's a couple from Phoenix that had come. They're Russian-born and Russian-speaking. Now they've learned English also. And so Vrajamohan and Sri Guru Charana Padma are going to assist them or guide them in establishing a bhakti riksha group in Phoenix. And there's 3-4 Russian families besides themselves that have an interest in like that. So getting involved in reaching communities of people and helping them receive systematically the spiritual knowledge of Krishna consciousness. That's one of the purposes of ISKCON. And it can be done in a formal way or an informal way. Or in your home. I see some small children around here and there. We can hear them sometimes more than we can see them. That's the pitter-patter upstairs is some of those guys. I think they should just be doing this instead of what they're doing. Can somebody that knows how to have children not run around, go upstairs and ask them to stop running around? Yeah. Krishna Swarup, thank you. Okay. So that's number one out of seven. Then number two, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. At least one way to do that is these arrangements for a systematic study as taught in the VIHE and the Mayapur Institute, Bhaktivedanta College, or just informal gatherings like this is a photograph of a Gita camp for children. There was one just over the vacation from school over the New Year's weekend. I heard there was a lot of children participating, a lot of happiness and knowledge centered around Bhagavad Gita. So whatever the age, whatever the group, whatever the system that somebody is inspired by, pick up a little piece of the effort yourself and see what can be done. Number three, again, these are Prabhupada's statements of ISKCON's purposes, 1966. To bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, and thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead. That's a nice statement. Prabhupada is really good with words, saying what he means concisely and precisely. So here's some efforts towards that end. This is GBC strategic planning and the ISKCON 50 itself. The TOVP is making plans to bring people together and assist, of course, the development, but also the educational element. This is an event that took place in Mayapur, arranged by strategic planning, but sannyasis, gurus, and GBC having sangha together, which was really nice. GBCs come together, sannyasis come together, but gathering all those persons that are specific, have specific roles of leadership, gathering them together, just like what's coming up next. Fantastic event, International Leadership Sangha. Everything's going to have an acronym these days, ILS. The ILS is an event where 2 years ago there was one where 1,000 devotees from all over the world came. They're now expecting 1,500 plus. You have to pre-register and all this stuff. For 8 days of having morning to evening different subject matters and conferences and a whole menu of things that you can select from 8 different things and go to this one and then go to that one with different presenters from all over the world on different subjects that are meant for inspiring the leaders of our society. Again, bring the leaders together, bring the members of society together and fulfilling this purpose. And other institutions in ISKCON are doing the same thing. The Bhaktivedanta Institute, a Grahastha Division team, is another dimension of fulfilling this third purpose of ISKCON. And to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement of congregational chanting of the holy name of God as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, different ways of encouraging groups of devotees to come together for Harinam. I was just, as an example, just before coming here, I was in Potomac area, and they're really enthusiastic about kirtan. There's a Prabhupada disciple who kind of felt like a man crying in the forest because there wasn't so much interest, but slowly there's interest growing,
And now on a weekly basis, there's a group of 25, 30 people, sometimes up to 70 people. Go on Harinam, distribute books. They get permits, and it's a little warmer in Washington than it is in Chicago, but when it gets warm again. It's one of the petals, one of the ways that locally or, you know, groups of devotees could decide they want to do this, and this is something you're interested in promoting. Again, speak and get together and make it happen. In honor of ISKCON 50, there's an old Harinam photo from the Boston Common. To erect for the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. Again, very nice language. Of course, that's an artist's rendering of the TOVP with nothing else around it, but there's so much stuff around it. This is a artist's rendering, I believe, of the Pune temple. Does anybody recognize? They built a new temple in Pune. And, Avanti School. Yeah, the Avanti School. The Avanti School is a group of devotees that, from the UK, that got a government grant, and now they're expanding beyond the UK into other parts of the world and helping take their model and promote it for educating spiritual values along with, you know, secular kind of education. Bhakti centers are increasing. Bhakti center means like a, this is the Bhakti Center in New York City, but there's other Bhakti Center places where it's just a gathering place for people that it's less formal, and they can learn about devotional service in this way. The farm communities, just a little, I'm just giving sound bites so that if there's something out of all of this that it finds, wow, I'd like to find out more about that, you can speak to Radharaman and Nityananda Pran. So there's in Gita Nagari over the Labor Day weekend 2016, there's going to be a group of devotees starting with Shivaram Maharaj and persons that have actually done something. Tukaram Prabhu is going to be a speaker. Kaunteya is going to come from India to participate as a speaker. Abhiram Prabhu wants to develop because Prabhupada emphasized to him, so he's going to explain what Prabhupada personally told him when he was temple president in Miami in the 70s. He had a place where there was agriculture, and Prabhupada gave him specific instructions how to use this land and facility. And then again, just before Prabhupada's departure, he spoke specifically. So he's going to share what Prabhupada taught. Anyway, a number of speakers, like the flyer will be available saying the topics, the speakers, and an abstract of what they're going to be speaking about. In practical terms of how to pull such a project together from nothing to something into whatever. Krishna House. I believe that's Krishna House in Gainesville. Yes? Is Mikey here? No. Is that what it is? Never been there either. Yes, it is. She knows. Okay. Krishna House in Gainesville. Krishna House means right next to the University of Florida in Gainesville, there's a house. And in fact, there's several houses. Someone where there's a gathering place for the devotees, then there's other residential facilities for the students, and they learn about Krishna consciousness while becoming students at school or completing their education, undergraduate, graduate studies. And so that's another model of fulfilling this purpose. And restaurants. I mean, if there was more time, I could give you some lists of where some of these things are happening, but there's lots of these things happening. lots of these things, the restaurants beginning and flourishing in different places. If I'm not mistaken, this is, I'm not sure where it is. I was going to say it might be Toronto. They have a governess in the temple, but I believe they also have something that's just from congregational outreach in the Western community, that the young people liked it so much they wanted to do one of these, so they did one of these. At least that's the impression I have. In any case, efforts in those directions are helping to fulfill this number five indication of Srila Prabhupada's purpose of ISKCON, and to bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching simpler and more natural way of life, like this education plan, or calling it a conference, exploring Varnashram conference. Tukaram Prabhu, you ever interacted with Tukaram? Quite a bit. Okay. But he's an intense person. He's like, that's his middle name, Tukaram Intense Prabhu. And one of the things that he's intense about is, well, whatever he's about, he's intense about it, but the emphasis on ahimsa milk. He's a rah-rah ahimsa milk person. So rather than just rah-rah about it, he wants to have a place where we can have cows that are protected cows. And so he's done lots and lots and lots and lots of Tukaramish research on what did Prabhupada say about Varnashram? What did he mean? And he has his own conclusions, well-researched conclusions. And it's, you know, very simply, get more involved with the land and protect cows, in very simple language. So he's going to share at this conference his views and his experience. There's some land that he and the San Diego Temple are working on. He's the president of Laguna Temple, and the San Diego Temple has some land, so there is a combined project. So, this is a photograph from Gita Nagari, but not just one place. With local, each successful center having some facility like this, something Prabhupada wanted at one point. With a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. And of course, the main instrument for that, Prabhupada created the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And there's some literatures that the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is not prepared to publish. You know, for a while they had editorial policy, only Prabhupada's writings, and so other people went and published their own books with, other than through the BBT. Now it's getting a little flexible. The temple president in San Diego, Mahatattva Prabhu, has produced a magazine that's designed for young Western people. He calls it 16 Rounds. I'm bringing with me to the meeting in Houston a magazine that Devamrita Swami has published, and I think it's got an interesting title, like, in capital letters, I've had enough. Something like that. Something like in your face. So, and it's again designed for young people. So, publications that can bring people to Krishna for all the above aforementioned reasons. And so we'll be hearing a lot from Vaisheshika Prabhu and others when we go to Houston about meeting some goals for 2016, because it's the ISKCON 50 year. And those of you that have been around Vaisheshika Prabhu, his picture is here, you know that his enthusiasm is contagious. Others become enthusiastic just by standing near him or being in the same room with him. He's very encouraging, empowering, enlivening, ecstatic, wonderful devotee. So we'll be hearing from him and our BBT trustee Swavas about goals for ISKCON 50. Let's see what happens. But he wants to, like, you know, his language, smash all records and, you know, do what's never been done before. We can do it. Let's go, team, go. And so let's see how it works. This is a goal of, I think, I forget what the number is. He'll know the number, but remitting to the BBT something that in the history of ISKCON North America has never happened before. Let's do it for ISKCON 50. Let's do it for Prabhupada. So that you'll be hearing more of this. This is just a soundbite. And that's it. That's the seven purposes of ISKCON and a little quick overview of ISKCON 50. And don't just wait for somebody else to do something and then you scratch your head and decide if you want to do something with those somebody else's. Be innovative. This girl is very mysterious. She just wanders wherever she wants to go. Oh, there's Mom. Okay. So any comments or questions or suggestions or volunteers or you want to see something happen? I beg your pardon? I have. Have you? Okay, thank you. Okay. So any other suggestions or comments from anybody? Okay, we're ready for announcements. Go ahead, Sobal. Not you? We're done. You ready for announcements?